Good morning.
Good morning.
We are wrapping up talking about the topic of Kas, and I wanted to make sure that we mentioned the Rambam in Hilchos Deos that says, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, V'yesh Deos she'asur lo la'adam lo'nig b'hem b'beinidus. Usually the Rambam says that when it comes to Midas, so you could go to the middle of the road. You don't have to be, you should not be an extremist. Either way. Go to the middle of the road. But the Rambam says there are some midas, there are some character traits that a person has to not have in them at all. And he starts off, he says that a person has to make sure he doesn't have the character trait of being arrogant, of being haughty. And the Rambam immediately follows that with the concept of a person being careful with his kas. And the Rambam says, V'chein ha-kas midah ra, hi ad l'ma'od, v'roi l'adam shi'srachim menu ad ha-kotza, Ha'acher. A person has to make sure that he goes to the extreme where he does, where he's careful, that he makes sure that throughout his day, throughout his week, throughout his month, throughout his lifetime, he's not somebody that has an issue with anger. And of course, we know that it goes hand in hand, as we've mentioned, that really a part of why a person gets upset is where a person, Rabbi Milstein started off the first day of the month speaking about where a person thinks like something comes to him. And where a person expects something, or where a person has an expectation of, I deserve this, or I should be getting this, or this is coming to me, and therefore a person gets upset. And likewise, something that's very common, especially among teenagers, where there's a lot of competition in a lot of different ways, where a person has to realize that although a person wants to be competitive, although a person wants to, when he plays sports, to win, although when a person is having a competition, he always wants to make sure that he's on the team that's going to come out on top. But at the end of the day, is it really worth it? Is it worth it to yell at somebody and to get all worked up? At the end of the day, if you look back, I think even in a teenager's eyes, if you look back to the situation, was it really worth it? What do you gain by yelling at the ref? What do you gain by yelling at your teammate? What do you yell at your classmate? At the end of the day, usually there's a hard feeling that doesn't take with it anything that you really want to look back to and say, I'm proud of that. So Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha that as we talk about the Midah of Kas, it should be something that's constantly on our mind to work on. Be'ez Hashem, we should always be a nachas ruach to the Eibishter.